This is a Chronicle podcast, bringing you ideas in the service of medicine.
From the Chronicle podcast system, this is Vendor on Psoriasis with Dr. Ron Vendor. Based on the popular Vendor on Psoriasis column in the Chronicle of Skin and Allergy, Dr. Vendor provides brief synopses of recent significant clinical developments in psoriasis research and provides his observations and comments to accompany each report. In each episode, Dr. Vendor will answer questions and offer his expert observations and anecdotes on treating this chronic disease. If you have a question for him or want to be in touch at any time, just send an email to vendor@chronicle.org. That's V-N-D-E-R at chronicle.org. And, if you attach a voice clip, we might even use your question on an upcoming episode. Support for this podcast comes from Sun Pharma Canada. Sun Pharma is a world leader in specialty therapeutics and is now positioned to be an even larger contributor to the Canadian dermatology landscape. Learn more at www.sunpharma.com. And now, here's Jeremy Visser.
Welcome back. I'm Jeremy Visser of the Chronicle of Skin and Allergy. You're listening to the Vendor on Psoriasis podcast with Dr. Ron Vendor. In our 18th episode, Dr. Vendor will be talking about systemic medications in pediatric patients, topical methotrexate, and depression. Dr. Vendor, 18 episodes. I think that means our podcast is old enough to vote now.
Absolutely. And still, people don't vote enough. You need to have your voice heard. So yeah, thank you very much. And again, thanks to the Chronicle and our sponsor, Sun Pharma.
Our first study looks at the risk for serious infection from systemic psoriasis medications in pediatric patients. Dr. Vendor, what were your thoughts on the study?
Well, this pediatric patients that have psoriasis is become a lot easier. And the reason why is that there are systemic medications and now clinical trials that are looking at this group and enables the patients to be easily treated and safely treated. However, the exact risk of infection, although reported in clinical trials, was looked at further in this study. So this looked at a six-month rate of infection of children that received ustekinumab, IL-12/23 inhibitor, etanercept, the TNF inhibitor, or methotrexate. So a good comparison with two different classes of biologics and then systemic therapy. And this looked at patients that were 17 or younger. And with that, they were able to identify over 2,300 patients, of approximately a little bit more than half were females. Of these, 379 had treatment with ustekinumab, 780 had etanercept, and just over 1,100 had methotrexate. That's looking from 2009 to 2021. Now, the score-adjusted incident ratio of serious infection was about 18.4 per thousand with ustekinumab, a little bit higher with etanercept, 25.6 per thousand patient years. There was only 9 events. And only 3 events with the ustekinumab as well, and 8 events with methotrexate with a rate of 14.9 per thousand years. Now, when looking at outpatient infections, there were a lot more outpatient infections in these type of patients. So they concluded that serious infections are very infrequent using these immunomodulatory agents, these biologics, plus methotrexate, and there's no major increased risk of outpatient infections that are patients that are on this ustekinumab or etanercept or methotrexate. So generally, very safe as we expect.
Our next study looks at psoriasis and depression. What did you think about this study, Dr. Vendor?
So this study looked at it more in depth of patients that have this comorbidity of depression. And we know that it can occur in up to 25% of patients, but no one knows why these patients are really depressed. Now, sure, having skin psoriasis is maybe a reason in itself, having comorbidities and decreasing exercise, lack of social activity, so forth can all lead to this psychiatric disorder like depression. But this looked at some brain imaging. And when they looked at this, it's hard for us as dermatologists to completely, you know, understand what the significance is of regional or global brain volumes or white matter integrity. This is total neurology. But for those of you that want to have cocktail party talk, I would say that this study provide evidence of a combined effect of psoriasis and depression on the precuneus, which part of the brain, which is not directly linked to systemic inflammation, but that may relate to suicidality or altered somatosensory processing. And so really, it's hard to generalize that this is the reason why, and likely further research is needed. They need to compare with a C-reactive protein and neutrophil counts in the brain as well. It's very, very difficult to get exactly the brain changes that can occur, but there must be something there, and it's not just the skin psoriasis that is just making people feel down. There may actually be some gray matter or white matter abnormality.
Our last study looks at the efficacy of topical or intralesional methotrexate. Dr. Vender, what was your take on this study?
Thanks, Jeremy. So we know that methotrexate is not uncommonly used in psoriasis patients. It's inexpensive around the world. It is quite common to use. It's required for patients to have access to biologics and so forth. But what about, you know, not oral methotrexate and not subcutaneous methotrexate, but actually intralesional methotrexate to be used right on the plaques? Or what about topical methotrexate? So we know that, you know, cyclosporine orally and a swish can help with oral lichen planus. You don't have to totally ingest it. And so this study looked at the effect of topical methotrexate with a new type of drug delivery system and found that the topical form was actually favorable in reducing psoriasis in some psoriasis patients, and also in animals that was psoriasis that had induction psoriasis. In a previous podcast, we talked about imiquimod inducing psoriasis in mice and looking at sex differences in psoriasis, and that males tended to have worse psoriasis than females, and looking at a reason why. But also, they looked at methotrexate injected intralesionally right into the nail matrix that tended to help. But we know that this is extremely, extremely painful for patients. There's no discussion in this paper as to any secondary infection or local necrosis that occurred in using intralesional methotrexate or intramatrix methotrexate as well. Likely larger studies need to be done to see whether this is an effective therapy. And for the amount of time and years that methotrexate has been available, I'm surprised that this has not been looked at before.
Our first listener question for today comes from Toronto, Ontario. What suggestions do you have for dermatologists treating pediatric psoriasis patients with systemic medications?
Well, I think that it is best that these pediatric patients should be followed by and treated by pediatric dermatologists. If that is available, that's what I would suggest. I think that they're more familiar with treating these patients, the dosing that is used. The other children may see other children in the waiting room and not feel as alone, because quite often general dermatology practices are filled with more adult patients than children. And so they may feel more comfortable. And I would suggest that since we have biologics that are safe to use, safer than the traditional systemics, that this be considered earlier rather than later, despite them being an injection, can give great comfort to the child that suffers from psoriasis and reduce their cumulative life impairment index and help them at a younger age be clear of their psoriasis and improve their overall psychiatric and social well-being.
Our next question comes from Nova Scotia. Our second study looked at the connection between psoriasis and depression. What is your approach to treating this comorbidity in psoriasis patients?
I think that generally the patients that come to the office that already have psoriasis already know that they have depression. It's very uncommon for them to develop depression after diagnosis of psoriasis. You might say, oh, you have psoriasis, then they become depressed. That's unlikely. Most of the time they come in, they already know that they're depressed or have anxiety, and they're already being treated for it. But I think it's important for these patients to understand the relationship that psoriasis and depression are related, and that depression is a comorbidity known to be associated with psoriasis.
Our final question comes from Alberta. Do you have any tips for using methotrexate in conjunction with other therapeutic treatments in a way to minimize unwanted side effects?
Well, quite often the main side effect of methotrexate that the patient feels is GI upset. And so subcutaneous methotrexate seems to cause less of that than the oral administration. Sometimes splitting the dose of methotrexate, if taken orally through 12-hour doses, so if they're on 9 tablets of 2.5 milligrams each, taking 3 on a Friday night, 3 on Saturday morning, and 3 on Saturday night instead of all 9 together. And then with respect to the potential blood abnormalities, taking methotrexate always with folic acid at various doses, whether it be all on the days that are not taking methotrexate. And so you take the folic acid on the days that you don't take methotrexate, or some people will give it once a week, again, on a day that you do not take methotrexate, with respect to blood abnormalities and side effects.
Thank you, Dr. Vender. Listeners, if you have comments or questions for Dr. Vender, send them over. Send an email to health@chronicle.org. Add a voice clip attachment to your questions, and you might appear in a future episode of this podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends. You can subscribe at Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is produced in cooperation with Sun Pharma Canada. I'm Jeremy Visser of Chronicle Companies. Your host has been Dr. Ron Vender from Hamilton, Ontario, founder and director of Dermatrials Research Incorporated and Venderm Consulting, specializing in treatments and management solutions for individuals with psoriasis. Thanks for listening.
Don't use that. Try this, says Vender on psoriasis. Dr. Vender on psoriasis. Vender on psoriasis.